This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We talked about trust in the first hour, and I question it revolved around various trust elements and how we establish trust in our lives. And one of the things that I talked about was trust in the education system. And I got curious, so during the break I had my producers look up trust and do you trust the education system? And here's what we found. This is a Gallup poll published in 2022. American confidence in education in public schools nears an all-time low of the 26% recorded in 2014. As of 2022, July of 2022, 28% of the people trust public schools. This is a Gallup poll. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. 28% of the people trust public schools. 72% of the people do not. I would predict that most of us are in the category of we do not trust the public education system. We're looking for alternatives. But here's what I would ask you. With the amount of money that we pour into this system, if you could opt out of it, what would you? If you said, look, I don't trust this system. I don't want anything. If 72% of us don't trust something that the government is doing, why are we funding it? Is that the better fundamental question? Why are we funding something that we inherently don't trust? It gets worse. College education. 73% of the people who graduate from college do not use their degrees. Now, that's a bit of a, I want to always be clear with you that I'm not a statistic, prostitute. I understand that some people go to college, they get a fundamental basis in how things work, and then they choose a different path. But we can admit that overwhelmingly we're not choosing our degree plans properly if 73% of us don't go into a career that's even closely related to it. I'm talking about you go to college to become an accountant and you end up becoming an agent or a singer or something. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, I apply my accounting skills to my second job or to my other job. Okay, that's what I'm deferring. I'm saying there may be aspects of what you do that you use elsewhere. College can be foundational for some people. But I do believe that the bigger point is if we were setting up the education system correctly, people would map more closely to their career paths after they got out of college. Would you not agree with me there, Mr. and Mrs. Naysayer? I know you're out there trying to poke holes in my argument. You ain't gonna poke holes in my argument. What is it, ignorant? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. I love discussions like this. I love discussions where we talk about things in truth and honesty. And, there's going to be pros and cons, even to what the stupid leftists want. I understand when we need to do this or that. I get the premise of what they say. What I don't understand is implementation. What I don't understand is not measuring metrics, and particularly measuring for success. And here's a perfect example. The New York Times had a headline the other day that read, what the new low test scores for 13-year-olds say about U.S. education now. So we're not. It's rarer that we get good news like, okay, kids are learning to critically think. Kids are, getting more, focused in terms of their educations. Again, going back to the statistics I talked to you about, kids are graduating college and finding their career paths more than they did in the past or whatever. Give me some good news. We don't have any. And when we go down the ladder, it gets worse and worse and worse. You're not talking about primary education that's really setting kids up for success. They're still getting to that fourth through eighth grade, losing ground, fourth through eighth grade, dropping out in record numbers and so on. Show me something that works. That headline that I just read, what the new low test scores for 13-year-olds say about the U.S. education system. It's one of those headlines that makes the article itself almost superfluous. Why do I need to read it? The test scores in question were released by the National Assessment of Education Progress. American 13-year-olds received the lowest score in reading, 51.2% of the questions answered correctly, since 1990, and the lowest math score, 54.2% answered correctly, since 2004. So, we've got the worst reading score since 1990, the worst math score since 2004. Do the math on this. We're decades in from reading. We understand that reading is fundamental. You remember those old commercials? Reading is fundamental. And since 1990, we've done nothing except watch the scores drop. Math, since 2004, we've done nothing except watch the scores drop. And yet, what does the teachers' union do? They've gotten stronger. They've gotten more powerful. They've gotten more rich. They control what's going on. In fact, they set COVID policy. We just learned this the other day, that they had a direct hotline to the Department of Education in setting COVID policy. And what are these teachers doing? The people that work 9 months out of the year get fat pensions within anywhere from 2 to 4 years. I know that's hard to believe, but they do. And all they got to do is toe the line. All they got to do is not rock the boat. All they got to do is not teach your children, and things will be fine. But they want us to trust the education system. As the Democrats like to say, trust the science. Well, what's the science? The science is pointing to everything going downhill. How many curves do you need to see decaying? We call these decaying curves. How many decaying curves do you need to see before you finally say we need an overhaul? If over half of the people, or barely half of the people, are able to read or do math, don't you think you would revamp? What is it that you would be acceptable with half? Only half my employees show up to work. Only half my pilots know how to fly. Only half my whatever. Give me your half that you're willing to pay massive amounts of money for. I'm talking millions and millions, billions and billions, trillions of dollars, and you're satisfied with half of the work being done. Please show me where, because I don't think it exists. Let's figure this out, folks. Now, SeekingEducationalExcellence.org is our educational nonprofit. I would say to you, if you have any hope of restoring this country to greatness, it's going to begin with kids and getting them educated and putting meritocracy back into the education system and getting rid of this woke nonsense that's now become pervasive. Anyway, we got a ton more to talk about today. I'm glad you guys are with me. We will continue on our theme of trust, so keep it here if you don't mind.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
And so how do you know?
Here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question, why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader? If that's what happened, that appears what happened. You should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum. And he's using the abuse of power and every element of the presidency to try to do something to smear me. Everybody looked at this, and everybody's looked at it and said there's nothing there. Ask the right question.
As you listen to that clip, it should be obvious what's going on there. Very obvious. How many times have you spoken with his son? I've never spoken with my son. Yeah, this Trump. We should be going after Trump. He pivots to Trump. So easy, so predictable. He's on the phone with a foreign leader. What did Joe Biden do? He's on the phone with a foreign leader, colluding with this leader about how he is going to get this investigation shut down. And what gets me is how cocky they are about it. Joe Biden, he's upset that he's being asked these questions. Did you ever speak to... I never spoke to my son.
you just back off. There's that Donald Trump, that mean Donald Trump that did it. I'll kick his butt. I'll drum him. Joe Biden couldn't beat Trump in a fair election in 1,000 elections. And it's for a very simple reason. Trump's an open book and Joe Biden is a liar. He's on the, you know what's worse than Joe Biden being on the phone with this Russian, this Ukrainian guy, where he essentially says that the FBI is not even going to investigate this. I'll get back with you on it. You know what's worse is that he publicly said that I shut down the investigation on Hunter. He publicly said it. It's amazing to me. We got some pretty interesting clips these guys came up with today. Holy cow. Where should we even start? I mean, we started with a couple of them. Should we talk about Trump a little bit more before we get it? Yeah, let's do this. Let's pivot to Trump because we already did when Joe Biden talked about him. So here's Chuck Todd talking about polling for Donald Trump.
Chuck Todd is NBC's political director and moderator of Meet the Press. Chuck, good morning. It's great to see you. So the former president got a big rousing ovation. He was well received at that event last night. But you all have some new polling from NBC yep. News you're going to roll out on Meet the Press that talks about the state of the Republican Party and what it wants in its next nominee. What did you find?
This is still Donald Trump's party. The federal criminal indictment did nothing, changed absolutely nothing in this. And in fact, from when we first tested the Republican primary matchup in April to today, Donald Trump's lead is nearly doubled. He had a 15-point lead over Ron DeSantis and in a multi-candidate field in April. It is now ballooned to 29 points. He's now over the 50% mark. Now, there's a huge divide between swing voters and Republican primary voters on the seriousness of these criminal charges, on the idea of pardoning January 6th insurrectionists, on a six-week abortion ban. I can go on and on. The point is, this is a Republican Party that is increasingly out of step with the rest of the country. And while that is good news for Donald Trump in his quest to get the nomination, he is weaker when matched up against Biden and Ron DeSantis. And yet he is stronger today against Ron DeSantis among Republicans than he's ever been.
I love hearing leftists contradict themselves. I mean, here's Chuck Todd saying, it's Trump's party. Trump got a rousing ovation. New polling, state of the Republican Party, still Trump's party. Federal indictments changed nothing. From April to today, he's gone from 15 points over DeSantis to 29 points over DeSantis. He's over the 50% mark. Then he says it's a huge divide between swing voters and their issues are around pardoning of the J6 folks, the six-week abortion ban, etc. But Trump, they say, is out of touch with the rest of the country. But, and there's the but, how's he winning? How's he gaining traction? Look, if you think this is just the Republicans supporting Trump, you're out of your mind. A lot of Democrats now favor the guy. Lots of independents. And the reason why the indictments don't stick is they're watching the dual system of justice that's being doled out with the Biden family, and people are recognizing it and saying, wait a minute, this makes no sense. I gave you the poll in the first hour. Overwhelmingly, in the 80% range, people see the going after Trump by Democrats as nothing more than politically motivated. This is all party sectors. Now, of course, Republicans are the biggest of the number. But the percentage of Democrats that get it, the percentage of independents that get it, is growing every single day. Because people are losing faith. They're losing trust in these Democrats. In fact, here's Chuck Todd talking about the polling for Democrats.
Just 20% of voters believe this country is headed in the right direction. 74% say the nation is on the wrong track. Let me tell you something about this moment. We have had this sustained period of 70% about a year now. The last two periods in the history of this poll that we've had this kind of sustained negativity about the direction of the country was before the 92 election and before the 2008 election. Both of those changed the party controlling the White House.
The critical thing that Chuck Todd said there was it's been sustained for well over a year. These numbers have not gotten any better. So you have to ask yourself, what happened to that red wave? Simple. They cheated. You stop them from cheating. This is all you need to hear. 20% of the voters say the country's headed in the right direction. That number's been the same since the midterms. 74% of the country say that this country is off the rails. Joe Biden's off the rails. You can't win with that. The most popular guy in the world isn't going to win. Democrats in Congress are not going to win when they support the lies, when nobody trusts him. Look at every element of the Democratic Party. Please, somebody, come on, help me out here. Tell me what you trust. You trust the DNC? You trust them with Muslims? You trust them with the Chinese? You trust them with Iran? You trust them with Ukraine and the money that's going there? You trust them with your policing in America and protecting your safety? You trust them with your taxes? Would you trust them with your children? Please, tell me. Correct me. I'm looking to be corrected. I don't mind. In debate, because I don't believe you trust in most of those things. Do you trust that they're going to really run your company the right way, that they're not going to try to unionize you? They're not going to try to find ways to take your money, make you work harder and do things, but in essentially implement communism within your company? You think they're going to do any of that? You think they're going to protect you from the EPA and OSHA when you're already doing things the right way? What about that border? You think they're going to protect the border? You think they're going to protect the people that want to protect the border? What are they protecting? Themselves. That's it. We're going to take a short break, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The severe weather that's hampered airline travel from the Northeast is pretty bad, well beyond the Northeast. Much of it thanks to a heat dome over Texas. The heat index in New Orleans could hit 120 tomorrow. Across the USA, getting around is not easy. FlightAware counts more than 4,500 canceled or delayed flights. The U.S. Supreme Court says state legislatures don't have the power to overrule their state Supreme Courts in some election issues. It's let stand a North Carolina Supreme Court ruling tossing out the congressional districts used in the last election. The Carolina court called them partisan gerrymandering. New home sales up by more than 12% last month, third straight month of increasing sales of new homes. Wheel of Fortune's new host next year is a familiar name, Ryan Seacrest. He says he's humbled to be stepping into the footsteps of Pat Sajak, who is leaving the show after next year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The consensus is among thinking adults that Merrick Garland is a liar, and now I see this article. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy signaled that an impeachment inquiry of Attorney General Merrick Garland would be imminent if whistleblower allegations that the U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware, David Weiss, wanted to appoint a special counsel and the Department of Justice's Hunter Biden probe are true. McCarthy retweeted allegations made by the whistleblower, IRS Criminal Supervisory Agent Gary A. Shapley, Jr., noting that if the allegations are true, this will be a significant part of a larger impeachment inquiry into Merrick Garland's weaponization of the DOJ. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're going to learn what we already know, that Merrick Garland is covering for the Biden family. And it's very sad that we do have this dual system of justice that everybody on the left wants to pretend doesn't happen. But see, they know it is. They pretend in full view of you. You know, it's like the person who murders their spouse and then cries, and the police are looking at him going, "You're crying, but I don't see any tears." Merrick Garland's not shedding any tears for us. He does not represent the majority of America, which is us. He doesn't represent us. A small group of people, probably less than 10 to 15% of this country, are running it and blowing up their voices as if they are the next best thing since sliced bread, when in fact, they are the minority view across the board. And most of them would be in prison. They are our most vile criminal actors. The most vile. So, we'll see what happens. I saw this story. The FBI has already known for quite some time that Hunter Biden's laptop was legit. Now, we've been hearing about it in the context of, well, they weren't sure, they had it, but they didn't want it to influence the election, so they wanted to take it, whatever. It wasn't true. They knew it. Here's what they say. Months before the 51 intelligence experts, the news media, and Joe Biden suggested without evidence that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, the FBI had authenticated the devices belonging to the first son, and prosecutors had expressed confidence in its contents had not been manipulated, according to an IRS investigative memo. See, they try to cover this stuff up, but then they forget that, oh, we wrote a memo about it because somebody wanted a CYA card at some point. So now we jockey to find out where's the memo, where's the whatever. I mean, I'm sure they have it at this point because it's being talked about. The fact that it's being talked about should make you feel pretty good. Remember a month ago when, whatever time it was, and they were going to, they dropped the bomb that Joe Biden had, they had audio tapes or whatever, and then they arrested Trump. It was supposed to kind of make things disappear into the woodwork. And then I play a clip for you in the first segment that shows you that Donald Trump is beloved. Maybe it was in the second segment. Donald Trump is beloved. People want to know what he's up to. They want to know what's on his brain. It's not happening for Joe Biden. Anyway, they said the October 2020 memo was penned by IRS supervisory criminal investigator, investigative agent Gary Shapley, now a whistleblower, and provided a chronology of how the FBI validated the laptop as having belonged to Hunter Biden as early as November of 2019. And by the spring of 2020, was exploiting and analyzing its emails, text messages, and photos. So they've known about this for some time. They've taken stuff out for their own person, you know, for whatever they decide to use it for. Did not make it available to the American people. And they've known about it prior to the major campaign season. I want you to understand how bad this coup was, that the FBI hid this information, put Biden in. And as I've told you, when you look at Biden's record, you got to ask yourself, how in the world would he get it? Why would they decide he's the guy? And Melissa says it's because he's so dumb, he's manipulable, etc. I guess, but I'll be honest with you, they all are. Maybe some are a little easier than others. Anyway, Shapley told Congress, he interviewed the House Ways and Means, that after extensive analysis of by the FBI teams, the federal prosecutors personally expressed confidence that the laptop was Biden's and unadulterated. The whole discussion was cut. Can we rely on this information on the laptop? Is it Hunter's? Their conclusion? Yes, it was. Unmanipulated. This is what Shapley testified under oath as a whistleblower. A congressional lawyer then asked, it was reliable evidence, and the agent replied, that is correct. So, what do you say to this? Look, there's no doubt in anybody's mind that from the time it was done, it was Hunter Biden's laptop. There's no doubt that in anybody's mind of the contents on that laptop, which is incriminating to say the least. That's so benign in terms of what's really happening that to just leave it at that is kind of a rookie move. It's more than it's indicting to the Biden family in every possible way. Their character, you know, the crooked nature of their business dealings. The fact that they've hidden, if it weren't for this laptop, I'm going to tell you something. If it weren't for Hunter Biden's laptop, they might could get away with this. Luckily for us, this guy was so idiotic that he left us there because I'm telling you, the way they're fighting this fight, this is the blue dress. We would just be dealing with speculation the same way we are with the electioneering. We know they cheated. But their thing is, we'll prove it. We know Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are in collusion with these foreign nationals, and their thing is, prove it. And we have a way to prove it. And we have lots of ways to prove it. I don't know what the Chinese are going to provide. I don't know what anybody's going to provide of all this. But let me tell you, we have the ability to prove it. And I'm convinced we will. Let's move on. I want to talk about some of these other clips. We got a few clips, not a lot, but we have a few more clips here to play. So, let's go ahead and play the one that, again, where Biden is having this discussion with the Ukrainian bad guy.
If it is true that FBI is working with him, at least I want to know that.
No, they are not. I told you the FBI concluded he had nothing and they stopped. That was it. There's no reason to talk to him again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will check that and confirm that with you.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So let's assume for a second that there's no smoking gun here, as you would say. Like, it's vague, even though we know it's not that vague. because he says, is it true that the FBI is working? If it's true that the FBI is working with him, I'd want you to tell me. And Biden's like, no, I've already assured you that the FBI is not looking into him. So let's just take that clip there into context. Why is the President of the United States assuring a Ukrainian businessman that the FBI is not looking into something that this man has done? And how is it that this Ukrainian businessman has paid the Biden family money for nothing invoiceable? You get where I'm going? If you play this thing out to its logical conclusion, you have to ask yourself, why is Biden giving assurances to some guy? He's the vice president, the number two most powerful guy in the world, and he's giving this guy assurances that our FBI is not going to be working with this guy. And by the way, the guy that's in question was the aide to this Ukrainian oligarch. So why would Joe Biden give this man assurances that we're not going to look into your aide? He's done. Did the FBI stop? I looked into it myself. What vice president does that? Is it a favor? There's something to this. You get where I'm going? And it's not good. It can't possibly be good. Take it in any context you want. Just say it's not related to Hunter. Okay? Well, if you got money, or if Hunter got money, if anybody got money for this and you were doing this, were you doing it as a favor? Because it would be worse, quite honestly, if you were doing it as a favor. Why are we not able to get to the bottom of this? Why is it that it's not good for us to question people about this stuff? Why is it that we can't question in such a way that we force these people to admit? You know, when I sit and listen to these congressional hearings and I say to myself, why don't you structure the questions to where they can't give you the standard answer? This goes back to, what is the Republican strategy to actually assure us that they can get the job done? I don't know that they have one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mr. Durham, in the summer of 2016, did our government receive intelligence that suggested Secretary Clinton had approved a plan to tie President Trump to Russia?
Yes.
Was that intelligence important enough for Director Brennan to go brief the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the Attorney General of the United States, and the Director of the FBI?
Yes.
And was that intelligence put then into a memorandum, a referral memorandum?
Yes.
And was that memorandum then given to Director Comey and Agent Strzok?
This was addressed to, yes.
Did Director Comey share that memorandum with the FISA court?
I'm sorry, can you...
Did he share that memorandum with the FISA court? Did Director Comey do that?
I'm not aware of that, if he did.
Did he share it with the lawyers preparing the FISA application?
Not to my knowledge.
Did he share it with the agents on the case, working the Crossfire Hurricane case?
No.
Didn't share with the agents on the case. Can you tell the committee what happened when you took that referral memo and shared it with one of those agents, specifically Supervisory Special Agent Number 1?
We interviewed the first supervisor of the Crossfire investigation, the operational person. We showed him the intelligence information. He indicated he had never seen it before. He immediately became emotional, got up and left the room with his lawyer, spent some time in the hallway, came back.
He was ticked off, wasn't he? Yeah. He was ticked off because this is something he should have had as an agent on the case. This is important information that the director of the FBI kept from the people doing the investigation.
The information was kept from him.
Any guesses as to why Jim Comey kept that information from the agent that was actually investigating the case? I think you know. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to you. You've been listening to me for a couple of hours. That is, if you're not a racist. We're into our second hour. I really appreciate you guys for hanging in there and also telling people about the program, which is slowly but surely growing, but we are a shadow band, which makes it difficult. We hired a team out of India to help with our SEO, and it cost us $400 a month to improve SEO for one of our sites. So when you wonder where the money goes, I'm telling you right now that those of you who do donate, specifically those who are recurring, that's what you're helping to cover. So we appreciate that. And my hope is that we just brought this company on and they are spectacular. They've identified things that we haven't been able to identify. And my hope is that this, I don't think there's any silver bullet here, but my hope is that it allows us to really grow and stretch and do things. We weren't doing a lot of things right. But that's still not the reason why we weren't growing. We weren't helping ourselves, but these other people are thwarting us. So we're trying to get around that, and we're doing everything that we can to make that happen. And it's because of you that we're able to do that. When Miranda was on board, I'm up front. I want you guys to know the numbers. We generated in recurring income $175. That's it per month. Now, there are people that do, and by the way, thank you for those folks who give us that $175 a month. But the people who have sustained us that have written fat checks, and you've heard me talk about them, specifically Albert, Bob, and Carol, and others, Jim, others, I mean, too many to mention, and I apologize for not hitting everybody, but you can, we are going to recognize you guys in some sort of way here, and I do, because you know you can call me anytime you want, but you're the ones who have sustained us, but I can't rely on it. I don't know when you're... You have lives. You have vacations and kids and grandkids and all kinds of stuff. So we're trying to get something that's more reliable, which is why we want... I don't care if it's $2. If it's $2 we can count on, that's better than $20 that I don't know when's going to come in throughout the year. You get what I'm saying? So, well, I know 24, I can do the math. But I do want to thank you guys for that. And we are slowly making incremental progress. And this team swears that if we continue doing what we're doing, that it'll kick in at some point. And I don't know whether Google will try something else fishy, but we'll see what happens. Now let's go back to what we were talking about here. Jim, this is Jim Jordan asking John Durham what happened. And we know what happened. The FBI under Comey shut down an investigation of Hillary Clinton. And what was the ultimate outcome of that? If you guys don't recall, the DNC got fined about $100,000. Hillary Clinton got fined about $8,000. And that's it. For costing the American taxpayers over $40 million to investigate a farce, that's what we got. That's the result. But Merrick Garland says there's no dual system of justice. Here's the rest of that clip from Jim Jordan speaking with John Durham.
Who's Charles Dolan? Charles Dolan is a public relations person here in Washington, D.C. He had prior involvement, professional involvement with the Russian government, representing Russian government interests. He was a person that was associated with Igor Danchenko.
He was also buddies with the Clintons, wasn't he?
He had held positions when President Clinton was president.
And their campaign advisory to Secretary Clinton's presidential campaign, executive director of the Democrat Governors Association. That's the same Charles Dolan we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. And wasn't he also a key source for information in the dossier?
He provided some information that was included in
Ritz-Carlton stuff, the Manafort stuff. In the Crossfire Hurricane investigation and the Mueller investigation, when the FBI interviewed Mr. Dolan, what did he have to say?
To my knowledge, they didn't interview Mr. Dolan.
They didn't interview this guy? Source for the dossier? Key information in the dossier? Buddies with the Clintons, they didn't talk to him?
No. I mean, we report on that because even Christopher Steele in October 2016 identified Dolan as somebody that might have information.
I find it interesting they didn't talk to him. What? Were there agents on the case who wanted to talk to Mr. Dolan, Mr. Durham?
Yes.
What happened to analyst number one? She kept pushing to talk to Mr. Dolan. She was ultimately turned down. What happened to her the day that she was turned down and said, no, we're not talking to Dolan? What happened to her?
At about the same time, she was assigned to a different project.
They moved her. They said, we can't have this. We can't have that. We can't be looking into the Clintons' buddy, a key source for the dossier. They reassigned her. And then what did she do?
She memorialized it.
She entered a memo to the file because she said, at some point the inspector general is going to want to know this information. I'm going to make it sure it's recorded contemporaneously. She put it in the file. It's crazy. They didn't talk to the key source. They kept key intelligence from the investigators. This is how bad this investigation was. But here's the scary part. I don't think anything has changed. The day your report came out, 5 weeks ago, May 15th, you got a letter, Mr. Durham, addressed to you from the general counsel at the FBI, Mr. Jason Jones, writes you this 6-page letter, and he says, not to worry, everything is fine. It's all been worked out at the FBI. He even says on page 2, he says, had the reforms implemented by current FBI leadership, summarized below, been in place in 2016, failures detailed in your report never would have happened, and he underlines it. Said this would never happen because of the reforms we implemented in 2019 and 2020. And then he says on page 4, one of the specific reforms, he says, FBI executive management has instructed investigations should be run out of the field and not from the headquarters. That statement is not true. 5 weeks ago, the FBI wrote you and said everything has changed when in fact it hasn't. And a statement in there is absolutely false. And we know it's false because 2 weeks ago today, we interviewed Stephen D'Antuono, former head of the Washington field office, Mr. Durham, and here's what he said in his transcript. Head of the Washington field office, when the Trump classified document investigation began, he said, that case was handled differently than I would have expected it to be, than any other cases handled. We learned a lot of stuff from Crossfire Hurricane, that headquarters should not work the investigation. It's supposed to be the field offices. My concern is that the Department of Justice was not following these principles. Nothing is, and that's the thing that scares me the most. Nothing has changed. Mr. Durham, I'm just finished with this. 60% of Americans now believe there's a double standard at the Justice Department. You know why they believe that? Because there is.
Now, as you consider the crooked nature of everything Jim Jordan just described about the FBI, I want to one more time remind you of what Biden said about the FBI when he was talking to the Ukrainian.
If it is true that FBI is working with him, at least I want to know that.
No, they are not. I told you the FBI concluded he had nothing and they stopped. That was it. There's no reason to talk to him again.
Okay.
I will check that and confirm that with you.
It's amazing to me that Joe Biden, in these tapes, and he probably didn't know he was being recorded, is saying that I can go work with the FBI directly, find out what's going on, report back to you, just make sure my money's good, make sure you keep Hunter employed, make sure that these investigators in Ukraine are not doing anything to expose us and the criminal activities that I, as Vice President of the United States, am participating in with my crackhead son, while I'm serving as Vice President under one of the most crooked and scandalous presidential administrations in American history.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.